forgiveness. It can transform your life. You're going to hear the stories of people who have experienced forgiveness, offered forgiveness, received forgiveness, and the impact it's made on their life. We had part one of this show last week and mentioned that this is not just a theoretical nice idea. It has benefits for the one who chooses to forgive and deal with anger and resentment and all of those emotions associated with it. Cortisol levels, adrenaline levels go up, blood pressure goes up when we are angry. It can damage nerve cells. Decision-making becomes more difficult, slow digestion, sleep disturbances. These are all part of the reality that can occur when we choose to hang on to something we ought not hang on to. Dr. Randy here, along with our team, Ray and Amy's helping out today, and Stephen from our Intentional Living Center, talking about the power of forgiveness. You can share your story on our comment line at 888-888-1717.
Hello, my name is Roxy, and I listen to Randy often when I'm in my car, and I was listening today, and you're talking about forgiveness. I recall about 24 years ago when my 16-year-old son was killed in a motorcycle accident. A truck drove out in front of his motorcycle and caused the accident, then left the scene of the accident. And the motorcyclist that was behind him hit him from behind, knocked him off of his bike, and he was killed. Both parties that were involved in that accident did not come to us and apologize. Matter of fact, the person in the truck left the scene of the accident, and due to witnesses, the police was able to capture him and talk to him about the situation. I'm not exactly sure what happened. And the motorcyclist that hit my son, he was injured, but not real bad. Never heard a word from him.
And even though I don't know what your plan is, I know you make beauty from these ashes. I've seen joy, I've seen pain. And on my knees, I call your name. Here's my broken hallelujah.
But immediately upon the death of our son, the Lord moved in our hearts to intentionally forgive these people. My husband and I hit the floor on our knees, and we chose to forgive these people. I don't remember the person's name that drove the truck. Like I said, it's been about 24 years ago, and I don't think he's alive anymore, but I just praise God for his forgiveness that he gives us so that we can give it freely to others. Thank you for allowing me to share my story.
Sounds like an impossibility to some, doesn't it? I, you know, trying to relate to that is very difficult because you think about your kids and your grandkids and then having them taken from you and then no discussion, no closure, just, you know, that is a God-given process to get to a place of forgiveness. We hear these stories. In fact, many of them will show up on a newscast about the phenomenon of a person or a family that chooses to forgive. I think sometimes we miss the fact that the caller you just heard that shared that lesson with us, she's the one that experienced the freedom. She's the one and her husband that experienced the freedom, didn't change the outcome, didn't change the reality that their son is gone. Now, I don't know about those people who were involved. If they lingered, I would think for a lifetime, maybe wondering, thinking, regretting, and never closing that loop. Sometimes that's impossible, I get it, but when possible and healthy and appropriate, it's a good thing. We're talking about the power of forgiveness today. We're going to get to the calls. You can join with your comments at 888-888-1717. Melissa in Kansas, how are you today?
Hi, Hi, Randy. It's fine.
Good. Appreciate your call. Go ahead and tell us what's your story about forgiveness and its impact in your life.
Okay. I had a family member, and like you say, the family members can cut you to the deepest and hurt you the worst. And it can cause turmoil. And like you said, you are sick to your stomach and you can't sleep and causes so much anxiety that it affects your health. And what she had done is taken her children, and she was with an abusive man, and she chose to stay with him and cut me out of their lives. So I felt so hurt by not being able to see these children, young children, that I was like a grandmother too. And for her to take them away from me, and it really for years hurt me to where I felt that anxiety. I could not be around her. Well, I watched from a distance to see if she changed her life, because I wanted to be a part of her life again. But she hasn't. She still is in and out of bad relationships.
So you're in the middle of this right now. Are you still harboring those feelings?
No.
Where are you now?
It's been years, and I had forgiven her, so I have joy in my life. I have no more turmoil or drama, and I can forgive her and still keep a distance and boundary.
That you know, your story, Melissa, reminds me of a story from many years ago when one of the books that I had a chance to write, or in this case, co-author with my friend, Dr. Kevin Lehman, a book called Unlocking the Secrets of Your Childhood Memories, where it's a book that talks about the power of what we remember from our childhood and how those memories are sort of reflective of who we are today. And we were in New York City doing a radio show on one of the leading radio stations in New York City. And a caller came in. This is secular radio. And a caller came in and made this statement. She said, "I can remember when I was just a small child seeing my father murder my mother." Now, that's a huge, powerful, impactful childhood memory. Of course, one of the things we know about our childhood and our memories is that the emotion associated with them is more of a reflection of who we are today than it does reflect what happened at that moment. So I asked her, how do you feel? How'd you feel about that? And she said, "It's interesting. At the time and for many, many years, I just hated my father. The anger that I held was just enormous." But she said, within the last 6 months, that no longer is there. It's not the hatred or the anger. It's just sadness and regret and feeling so badly that for my dad and for my mom and for what happened. And I thought, you know, whenever we see that kind of an emotional change with a powerful memory, something happened in that person's life. So I asked her on this secular radio station, what was it? And she said, 6 months ago, Jesus Christ became my savior. So I said, well, why don't you tell me what that means? I thought, give her a chance. She shared the gospel on this huge radio station across New York City. What happened in this woman's life was when Jesus Christ became her savior, when she chose to accept that forgiveness, she had a radical transformation. The Bible talks about old things become new. We become a new creation in Christ. Now, the memory didn't go away. She still recalled that, painful, obviously, but the anger that she held had dissipated through the process to sadness, which is more appropriate. I mean, that's a sad memory. And so one of the things we look at is our emotions and thinking, these emotions can be so reflective and instructive to how we are dealing with life today. And so if you think back to your childhood and you have these memories, and some of them are just painful and you know, they're there, and that's a reality. But how we remember those things and the emotions we tie to those things become more reflective of who we are today. And so maybe today, as we talk about forgiveness, the first thing is to say, God, I need your forgiveness in my life. As the scripture says, I'm to forgive as you have forgiven me. And if you don't have a relationship with Christ, that today you would make that decision to give your life to him. And then in that process, to allow that transformation to begin in your life. It's a powerful thing. All right, tell you what, let's take a quick break. We'll be back. We're talking about forgiveness. Got more calls, more input, more help, more encouragement for you from our Intentional Living Center.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. Maybe you felt like life just didn't turn out the way you hoped. In Dr. Randy's message titled, Overcoming Discouragement, you'll learn how disappointment can quietly grow into discouragement and what it means to find hope again and resist discouragement.
If we're going to resist discouragement, we need some new strength. We need some new courage. And the strength that we're talking about is strength in Christ.
Support Intentional Living with a monthly gift today, and you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message and get unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. Don't miss out on this special opportunity. Give now, and you'll get access to all of these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, thank you, Kurt, and thank you for sharing the ministry. You know, we're in the month of June. We're down now to the last 4 weeks. On June 30th, we wrap up our fiscal year for our nonprofit listener-supported ministry here. And we rely on the gifts of individuals and couples, young and old, some business partners, some folks who, from their own ministry and their own business, want to share in the ministry. Thank you so much. And throughout the year, we have a budget. We don't borrow money. Everything goes back into impacting people for Christ. And here's where we are starting the month of June. It's $70,000 to go between now and the end of the month to reach budget. And I want to just lay it out there throughout this month, remind you of this need, $70,000 need in June. And we decided to do something special. I told the team, every day I wear a little wristband that I had made for myself called One Thing, and it reminds me of the power of one thing. What one thing today can I do, will I do, that'll bring glory to God, help me live intentionally, and frankly benefit my family and myself in the process. And I told the team we have a limited supply here, but I want to send one to every person who will give a special year-end love gift here in June, while our supply lasts, okay? So all you have to do is call 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, press number two, talk to our staff, or go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. And when you do, we'll be there to say thanks. In fact, when you go there, I think you'll see it right on the homepage, all the information that you need. All right? We'd love to have you be a part of the ministry. Give us a call, 888-888-1717.
Hello, my name is Ava, and I am traveling on a journey from Charlotte, North Carolina to San Diego, California. Now I'm on my way back, and I heard your radio program, but I wanted to speak specifically to forgiveness. And what happens when there's been infidelity and forgiveness in your family? I was married 26 years. My husband was unfaithful to me, but I was faithful to him. And after 10 years divorce and separation, our family scattered all over the United States. And many problems that come with that. we had an opportunity to forgive one another, and I had already forgiven him, and I am walking with the Lord, and, you know, their walk is not the same as mine. So he is married to a woman he met on the internet who had been married 5 times before. In the interim of all of this, he has temporary custody of 2 of our grandchildren, and they live in San Diego. About a year ago, the children were really upset, and I called, and he says, well, what do you think I can do? And I said, well, I don't know. Have you apologized to them, and have you asked them to forgive you? And he said, yes, years ago. And I said, and here's the meat of the message. I said, you never apologized to me. And I could feel his countenance change from 2,500 miles away. He said, Ava, I am so sorry for hurting you. I was a coward. There were things going on with me, and I should have told you, but I thought it would just be better for everyone if I just left. And the significant thing is, when he said that to me, all the ugly just fell to the ground. He started sobbing. I started sobbing. And we just reconciled. I said, you know, our children did nothing to cause any of this. And what I want more than anything is for us to be able to spend time with our children and our grandchildren. So I guess we've kind of pulled off the impossible. I spent 1 month in San Diego in an apartment, and my ex-husband and I were able to go to the baseball games with our grandchildren and go on picnics and just those kinds of special moments. So precious. So the bottom line is, if someone has hurt you, forgive them. Forgive them right now. Don't stop another minute. If you forgive them, healing comes to you.
That's right.
It's the most amazing gift.
Yeah,
it truly is.
It really is. And I'm glad you were driving through here just at the right time to catch the program. Today we're talking about forgiveness and the power of forgiveness. And again, it's not just theoretical. It's life-changing, perhaps for your health, your emotional health, physical health, relational health, and certainly your spiritual health as well.
Yeah, so something that's been really huge in my relationship with my best friend has been forgiveness. She and I have been friends for about 2 years, but we got really, really close over the past about year and a half. And something that's just been a key factor in our friendship is not only trust but forgiveness. Like, when one of us says something or does something that really, like, we feel like we messed up majorly, and we'll talk about it, we'll talk through it, and we'll forgive each other. And then also, like, along with that, second chances, because there'll be times, especially for both of us, it's a very give and take relationship. We both do our very best to equally give and take within the friendship, but in the times where one of us feels like, oh man, I've really messed up this time, I don't even know if you can forgive me, I can't, like, what do I do? Just giving the person a second chance.
Thank you, Lizzie. Power of forgiveness, we're talking about. Ronnie is on the line in Texas. How have you witnessed the evidence of forgiveness in your life, Ronnie?
The evidence of forgiveness is just a wonderful thing. And I want to talk about me and my brother. He treated me real rough coming up, and I had a hate towards him for many years. Well, we both winded up in prison. And what I love to tell about this story is what the enemy meant for bad, God meant for good. Because through our incarceration, we came to know Christ. We had both received a personal relationship with him, and God, he worked with us, and we were reconciled as not only just blood brothers, but brothers in Christ. And we were, like I said, reconciled, and I was able to forgive him. I went through years of resentment and anger towards him, and praise God, man, Jesus just restored us better than ever before. And when we got out of prison, we were the best of brothers. God gave me the brother that I always dreamed of having.
Mm.
And I lost my brother 2 years ago. It was very, very heartbreaking to me. And I still find myself weeping at times because it just tore me up. more than anything to lose him. And at one time, I actually hated my brother. But God is a wonderful restorer, the God of reconciliation. And when I forgave him, the peace came and the love came. And it was just a wonderful experience. It wasn't easy, and it took years. And it's never too late to forgive. And without Christ, it wouldn't have been possible. I wanted to share that with y'all.
Yeah, that's great, Ronnie. You know, I was thinking sometimes something is said, something is done. You've had experiences, and there's a switch that goes off that says, I have nothing to do with this person anymore, and that can grow into resentment and bitterness and anger and non-forgiveness. And it's maybe it was a process to get to that point. Maybe it was just one word that was said or a statement that was made or an experience. But to come back from that also can take time. And frankly, it doesn't mean it's always going to be a restored relationship. I mean, that's important to understand that when we talk about forgiveness, doesn't mean you're always going to be best buddies with that person again. There are boundaries that may be in place and need to be. And that's okay. Because forgiveness is something that honors God and benefits us. That's the whole thing of intentional living. I have found in my years, many, many years of working with people, that when we follow what Scripture teaches in its very practical application on anxiety and emotions and marriage and family and finance, that the trickle-down benefit in the life of the person who's a follower of Christ, a child of God, is huge. It's when we choose to be distracted by our own way of doing things that we tend to run into more problems. All right, Amber is in Florida. Hey, Amber, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you, Dr. Andy?
Good. Appreciate your call. Tell me about forgiveness. What difference has it made to you?
This is just a quick little story of mine that I try to tell often, and it may not be as deep as some of the other stories that you've heard today, but I would say probably about 10 years ago, it was nighttime. I was in a rush to get somewhere, and I was going so fast, I didn't realize the intersection that was coming up was people were stopping and the traffic was backed up, and I full-blown rear-ended someone, and it wasn't, it could have been much, much worse. It wasn't a very bad accident, but and our cars were still drivable and everything, but we both got into the turn lane and were about to turn into a parking lot to assess the damage and all that. And I was so worked up. I was so upset. I'm thinking this is completely my fault. I was rushing. I wasn't paying attention. And this person, whoever this person is, they're going to be furious. They were just sitting there at a red light, minding their own business. And I just made this mistake and had this happen, and all because I was in a rush and I was bracing, like we were about to get out of the car. I was bracing for this person just to blow up at me, and this woman comes out of the car and runs to me and hugs me, and she's just like, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" And I was just so taken back at her reaction to this mistake I made. And that, like I said, could have been worse, but I was just so taken back by how quickly she was just forgiving. And I was, of course, super apologetic. And I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. It's completely my fault. She's like, no, it's fine. These things happen. I'm just so glad that you're okay.
Wow.
And it's small, but it just really had such a significant impact in my life.
It's not small because it's had that kind of impact in your life. In what way? How has that impacted you?
I mean, just any time anything happens, like if it's something that I did or something that someone else did, I feel like I react like she did, the best of my ability, just to forgive. And you see, and I hope that the people that that I can have the grace to give forgiveness to has the same relief for their mistakes like I did that day.
We do impact and influence each other, don't we? You are blessed that you happen to bump into the right person, because there's other people that would have given you a different reaction, but God bless her for that kind of forgiveness in her life.
Our formula is expectation minus reality equals disappointment. And it is a formula that you can go to the bank on, because disappointment always follows something that we expect that doesn't turn into reality. Isn't that one of the reasons we find holidays sometimes to be so afterwards a letdown? We get all pumped up for Christmas. This is going to be the big thing, you know, and then Christmas comes and we have all these big expectations and the family's going to be together and it's going to be kumbaya and everybody's going to love each other and it's just, this year it's going to be fantastic. And then the family shows up. And we're disappointed, right?
That's an excerpt from our featured lesson for the ministry at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. You know, we spent two shows today and one last week on the topic of forgiveness. And my reason for doing this, and I think the goal that we have is couple-fold. One is that you would ask yourself, have I accepted the forgiveness of Jesus Christ in my life? Because that's foundational. And if I have, then how is that making a difference in my relationship with other people? Who is it that I need to forgive today? Am I harboring unnecessary grudge, pain, unforgiveness that's hurting me more than them? And these are intentional living questions. Intentional living is this: what one thing can I do today that if I do it over an extended period of time will help me become more like Christ and benefit my family and myself? And forgiveness certainly should be on the top 10 list, maybe near the top. And so today, just a reminder that God loves you and there's nothing that you have done that will keep you from that love. It's a matter of accepting it. If we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we will be saved. Simply, in your own words, Lord Jesus, I'm done trying to do this myself. I need your forgiveness today. And come into my life, and to the best of my ability, I'm going to choose to follow you every day. And he will. And maybe he just did for you. Get plugged into a church and stay tuned to the radio, because we're here to love on you too from Intentional Living. You can find out more about the ministry, how you can be a part of it at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Until we see you next time, I'm Dr. Randy and our entire team. Thanks for being a part of the ministry from Intentional Life Media.